Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 is the phone line if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I've heard, you know, I thought a lot of people in relationships typically fight about money and materialistic things like that. And that tends to be why I avoid fights in relationships. But I've got a new one. A third of couples have admitted to having arguments about which one of them is greener or better for the climate, more sustainable than the other.
What poll? What city did they poll? I don't believe this.
It was a study of 2,000 adults in a relationship. It doesn't specify beyond that, but 2,000 adults found that 30% have fallen out over one of them being better or worse at being green than the other. And that's up there in the dumbest reasons I've ever heard for couples to argue. But having poor eco-habits is now a major turnoff too, apparently, with almost a fifth of respondents admitting they've either broken up or consider breaking up with someone because they're not sustainably conscious enough.
Why didn't you throw this in the compost heap?
And 22% have been pulled up on their poor eco behavior by their other half, with men more likely to be to blame, 32%, than women, 14%.
Now, I will admit, I have teased Bonnie on occasion about leaving all the lights on in the house. But that really doesn't have as much to do with being green as it does the bill.
Yeah, that's what Arya said right off the bat. Couples fight over money.
Yeah.
And that's teasing, not fighting.
Yeah, I really don't care. I just tease her a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, I would.
Oh, were you born in a barn? You know, that kind of thing.
People who leave the windows open in the winter, leave all the lights on. No. Yeah, I would fight about that in a heartbeat.
Speaking of lights, though, it did emerge that 69% of women turn off lights in rooms no one is using compared to 56% of men.
What?
So apparently, yeah, I that's the opposite of what I would expect it to, because, I mean, at least the general mythology is the dad is the character always running around, turning off lights, turning down the heat, and all of this other stuff. But in reality, it's women going around.
I wonder who is more likely to leave a window ajar to let a little cool, fresh air in when it's friggin' 30 degrees outside.
Well, in a lot
who does that?
In a lot of families, they say, at least they being like people that study spending habits and things like that, they say that women hold the purse strings. So it's the women who make big decisions about whether to buy a car or whether to, you know, or just paying the bills, that kind of thing. Even though the dad or the man in the house might be making more money, might be the breadwinner, she's the one that makes the decisions.
But wait a minute, I thought all inequality and whatnot.
Yeah.
What's going on here? But that makes perfect sense to me 20 years ago. I don't know if that still stands.
I think especially it depends on how you cut the stats. You know, some sources say that women make 73% of what men make, but if you look at women in comparable positions, they tend to make the same amounts. I'm not sure there's data to support both sides of the
argument. When you consider how many single mothers are out there. Has that mess with the statistics there, being that you have women basically living off of child support and or big daddy government? And yeah, they're making all the decisions, but there isn't a man involved.
Well, I was talking about ones in which there are
actual couples.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is dealing specifically with people who are in relationships. Here's another one. While 59% of women clean out jars and plastic bottles before they go into the recycling, just 43% of men said the same. I don't even have recycling.
I haven't had recycling for years. Ever since I saw the Penn and Teller BS episode about it, I totally walked away from it.
I've never actually seen it, but I've heard stuff about recycling, how it doesn't really, like, help or anything, and it seems to make sense.
I recycle everything.
You recycle it personally, right?
You're using it around the house, that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I
do you have the bins?
I don't have the bins. I take my garbage to the dump personally.
Gotcha.
I don't pay anyone to do it for me. The reason I recycle is because I can basically get away with a $2 bag of garbage like every 4 months.
So you're doing it because it's subsidized.
Correct, it is. But I have...
Meaning that when you go to the dump, if you didn't recycle, you'd have to pay the transfer fee per pound for everything you're throwing away.
But if
you recycle, you don't have to pay for that.
I don't have to pay for anything I recycle. I don't have to pay for because it's being subsidized. Now I have asked up and down. The guy swears that it's not going straight to China where they can just throw it off their boat into the water, which is what they've probably been doing for the last 20, 30 years. He says it's going to Indiana or something, and it actually is being recycled. But I don't. Who knows what he really knows?
Well, what you'll learn, if I recall, it's been 15 years since this episode came out for the Penn & Teller BS show. This was back when Penn & Teller were libertarians. And
the good days.
Yeah, what you will learn is that most of the things that the government wants you to recycle are actually losers as far as the energy required to process the recycling of those things.
Yes.
So if the whole idea behind recycling is to save energy or whatever on making new products, then it's actually a total loss in most cases. With a couple of exceptions, they do point out that aluminum is worth recycling.
Most metals, actually.
And they point out, what was the other one? There was like one other thing that might actually be worth doing, but paper, plastic, this stuff is not worth doing, and that's the bulk of what gets recycled. And they say that the reason you can tell that aluminum's worth doing something with is they'll actually pay you for it.
Mm-hmm.
The market says.
The free market says.
That's worth it.
Most municipalities don't even recycle. They've just taken all that stuff and they're just burying it out in a big hill.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, when you consider how much trash you can put in a trash heap, you could really stack it.
That's the other thing they say is like landfills are actually fine. Like they point out that first of all there's barely any of them as far as square mileage or whatever of the country, and that even the ones that there are, there's usually plans for them where they, like, once they're totally full, they turn them into like golf courses.
Well, ours has vents where they're actually venting out all of that heat. There were talks. Now, this would have been a waste of money of turning that into some kind of an aquaculture situation where they would be able to warm the water and warm the greenhouses and stuff. And that was,
a boondoggle.
It would have been a boondoggle for sure. It was some grant stealers looking for federal money to make that happen.
This is an industry that is dominated by government. So for the most part, it is, you know, they're scratching their buddies' backs.
See, I never heard anything about recycling and energy consumption or anything like that. I always thought the point of recycling was to minimize the amount of trash going into the landfills. I didn't think it had any purpose beyond that.
Which that alone is completely overblown. They go into the history of the recycling program. It goes back to the 1980s, and it was essentially an EPA. It was the EPA Make Work program that was just an excuse to create government jobs.
Makes sense. Mm. And the other reason the Greenies will bring up is that you are basically destroying, wasting, in some cases, non-renewable resources, such as, you know, glass and, you know, metals and stuff. You're basically just burying out in the backyard. You're not really getting rid of it. I mean, I guess you could. Wouldn't that be something 50 years from now? You actually have specialists who go to these landfills and they specialize in digging up old trash to recycle all of those, you know, precious metals and glasses and stuff. I don't think it'll ever come to that, but that's the other reason you recycle, is because it's wasteful. But as Ian mentioned, when you consider, it's just like minting pennies. When it costs more to mint a damn penny than it does that the penny is actually worth, you have to think about what you're actually doing. Is this actually cost effective?
I get recycling on a personal level. Like if I buy a bottle of water, I get the point of keeping the bottle and refilling it, because then, you know, you're just refilling a bottle of water for free instead of paying another.
You'd be frugal in that case.
I don't even know if that would be frugal. It's just not reckless with money. I don't know if it would qualify as being frugal.
I've done that
frugal.
Before. I've done it to the point where the bottle gets a little funky. And throw it out.
Start to degrade or rot or something,
well,
right?
Well, it's just, you know, as you're drinking from that thing, unless you're sanitizing it with, like, a dishwasher or something every single time, there's going to be germs that are going to build up on that thing. So you're going to toss it out after a few uses.
Regardless of where you stand on climate change and recycling and being green, though, don't let it destroy your relationships, your friendships, or your romantic relationships. That's silly. Be adults about this. But what are your thoughts? Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe this is a bigger deal, and you should determine your partners based on how into recycling they are. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join, 603-283-6160. 6160 if you'd like to win. That's 603-283-6160. And the Bitbox is a 100% open source wallet that mitigates a lot of the problems that hardware wallets sometimes have. And that's why we're giving one away here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. And then toot a screenshot of your subscription to me on our social media server, which you can find at social.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing a winner at random using some methodology that we haven't even come up with on an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live. That's video.freetalklive.com and social.freetalklive.com. Or you can just buy one directly at box.freetalklive.com. I need to rewrite this because that's a lot of freetalklive.com in there. But anyway, we are giving one away, and it's going to be fun. I like doing stuff like this. So.
It's a $150 hardware wallet. I just checked the price on Amazon.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, you can get 5% off if you go to box.freetalklive.com and use code FTL.
Best way to do it.
Absolutely. Knock some of that price off. Let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. I guess first I'll touch on this recycling fiasco you guys are talking about as far as it takes more energy to reproduce it than it does, you know, than the viability of the end product. Myself, I got a tax bill, my property taxes, and they bang me for so much for a recycling bin down the road that I don't even use.
They include a recycling bin in your property taxes?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a recycling bin down here at Township Hall, and every time, you know, that goes through the cycle, I get banged so much for paying for getting that damn thing dumped that I don't even use.
Well, ours is coming right out of our city budget. Our landfill is being subsidized. Like I said, you do have to pay to take your garbage, but it doesn't. I can't see that paying for the entire facility. So there's like, I don't know, maybe 200,000 a year for a population of 23,000. But you're saying it's a separate line on your tax bill?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a recycling. It's paying for the recycling bins around the county.
Well, ultimately, people who are paying property taxes in Keene are also paying for the landfill and the recycling and all of that as well.
But we don't have like a regular municipality of a garbage collector that comes around, so we can't put recycling bins out by the road like they do in the, you know, in the big city.
We don't either here in Keene. That's one of the things I like about it. In fact, when I lived in Mississippi, there was a single dedicated company that worked for the county or whatever, and everyone had to go through them.
Right.
But here in Keene, there's actually competition. There are private companies doing this.
Yeah, you can call up multiple companies and get quotes and go with whichever one you think is the best offer.
Yep.
Which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've already decided if I lose my job because of mandates, that's probably going to be one of my new ventures.
Go into doing garbage?
Garbage, pickup, cutting lawns, mowing lawns, the whole nine. It's real easy work, and I got all the equipment already.
I
need a new lawn guy, man.
Yeah. Well, I still got a job, so I'll put you on my list.
Awesome.
We have a lot of garbage guys around here, too. I remember about 20 years ago, I actually met one cat that did it with a pickup truck.
Yeah. Oh, we also need snow movers.
Mm-hmm.
Here in New Hampshire, and the snow is coming. I think next week.
I heard something. I don't know where it was. If it was New York or somewhere, but some municipality in a snowy area is like offering like $200 an hour or something.
I think it's Massachusetts.
Was it Massachusetts for snowplow guys?
Because all their guys quit.
I don't know. Must be.
Because maybe some silly mandate made people quit and or leave, and now this is kind of like under the table contractor work.
Dude, if they're paying $200, that's almost worth it to
buy
a plow
truck. And Massachusetts is right there. I mean, it's almost worth a 20-mile ride down to, you know, Taxachusetts.
Is it worth sitting in your truck all alone with a mask on? You know they're going to mandate that stupid crap.
Who knows?
No, it's not. What else was on your mind tonight, Major Payne?
Well, I was just, China Joe today went on a tirade about getting the children vaccinated, and I just heard a news blip the other day about Big Bird pushing the little kids to get vaccinated. I mean, holy cow, how long are we going to let the media push us?
LRN.FM.
Hey, goodbye.
It's going to keep happening with all of the heart issues, adverse reactions that we've seen, especially among athletes. You think people would have already woken up.
You would think so. Well, I mean,
but no, it's going to require it's going to come right down to 5-year-olds having heart attacks.
How often do children go into hospitals for blood clots? I suspect it's not very often.
It can't be very often.
But that's what it's going to take. And still, you're going to have these parents who are clamoring. I see them on the social media. They're all about, I can't wait till my 5-year-old can get their shot because we're going to be the first in line. And it's sickening. It's child abuse. And there are some people who are never going to wake up to this.
Yeah, man, I had one I had a link on a Twitter account. They actually took this woman's account down. Her name was like Sky Daddy or something like that on Twitter. She got suspended earlier sometime last week. But so I can't link to the image. But she had a series of Twitter posts as like a big image by some leftist who was all about getting the shot. And she had like a 14-year-old son who got the shot. And then subsequently came down with some serious issue. I forget, what the medical term for it was, but now all of a sudden she's got to pay for all these medical bills. Because it's like, well, the shot was quote-unquote free, but the medical bills that now she has to pay for her son are definitely not being subsidized by the government. She's got to pay thousands of dollars a month for all of this stuff. And so she was sounding like that she had changed her mind about this, that life had a way of teaching this lesson to her. And then a few days later, she posts again about how she's going to have her daughter get the shot because her doctor says that these side effects are more likely to affect males than they are females. So after going through an absolute nightmare that is continuing with her teenage son, she's just going to go ahead and take the same risk with her daughter.
Because some dude in a white lab coat told her so, and this is the Milgram experiment. This is, they're 26 out of 40 people are going to kill you if Fauci tells them to.
I mean, on what grounds would the doctor even make the claim that, oh, well, these side effects, which, by the way, aren't being admitted to by Pfizer or the government or the CDC, are more likely to affect men than female? And did this doctor recommend that she get her son the vaccine?
I'm sure he did.
Well, why is she still going to that doctor? The doctor is one of the people who calls her to have all of these medical bills that she's paying for her son.
Oh, and that doctor is getting a finder's fee for every vaccine that he administers. That's something else that isn't talked about ever. Every shot they administer, they get commission.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
not the doctor themselves, but their corporation.
Hmm. Oh, like Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson.
Pfizer's handing out commissions every shot that's given.
Is that legal? I thought that's the reason they give doctors like special trips. Like the sales agents or whatever from the pharmaceutical companies aren't... Last I heard, they weren't supposed to give commissions to doctors.
To the doctor.
Yeah.
But to the health administration? I don't see why I don't see why that's not legal in this country that we live in, this cronyism country.
I don't know if it's legal or not, but I know massive amounts of money are being transferred from the American public.
Is it legal to have lotteries for vaccine participants?
Not when the government's doing it.
When the government does it, it is, yeah.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again promoting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden will sign soon. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo calling final passage of the bill an incredible accomplishment. Raimondo explaining how the infrastructure bill will impact her department and help American workers and businesses.
It is going to enable us at the Commerce Department to fund key priorities that will have very tangible positive impacts for American workers and businesses.
The Biden administration is sending notices to tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who were released into the United States interior without being given a date to appear in court. The illegal immigrants will have to provide documentation as far as where they're living, and they may be deported. You're listening to USA Radio News. Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at NRG Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Agosto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. Eight people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and it's available on an exchange. You can create an account at exmarkets.com with just an email address so you can actually keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, and then use them to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And now you can buy or sell ITR on exmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. And you might just be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Exmarkets.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Doc calling from an anonymous place. Doc, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good morning, it's New Hampshire still, and not morning. Sorry. I'm officially having to break a promise on air. I promised I would not be weird, but unfortunately...
We're all a little weird here.
Well, we're all a little weird. Well, yeah, we don't... Yeah, it's New Hampshire. Welcome to here. Yeah, I'm a native. Okay, so y'all get the full measure of weird on air. And sorry, not sorry. So, this has been an odd segment because I am reasonably confident that we are over target By which I mean, I think that the alphabets are a little concerned with what's going on and being awkward.
Well, they did drive a drone in through the studio here, and they did kick in my door, so I agree.
I know, right? Like, and yeah, so like, Grok, your sister, so yeah, there's a you, there's a, so... How do we make this? Is there any way to not be weird with this? No.
I don't know what this is. What are you referring to?
The fact that...
What are the alphabets concerned with, you mentioned? I don't know that they're concerned with anything. This is...
Presume you're talking about federal agencies, alphabet agencies?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, okay. They seem to be concerned with Free Talk Live and the people who are associated with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, can you get to the point? Because, you know, apologies, but you're kind of dancing around this. Let's hear it.
Oh, you think I'm dancing? Then cool. Apparently, I'm over target. And on that cryptic B-U-T-T note, whoever is not an alphabet... Sign us off.
Huh?
I have no idea what
she is saying. I'm doing my best to try to figure it out.
I mean, there's no doubt the feds have an interest in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and
they've been investigating us since 2005 here in Keene at the very least. That's the first time Dave Ridley was contacted by FBI head agent Phil Christiana, and he has continued.
Really? I did not know that story.
Yeah, it goes way back. He has continued to investigate Free Staters. I presume he's investigating more than just Keene. It's just I live here, so I hear about what happens here. And, you know, arresting us for various different things over the last two decades, roughly.
I would imagine that a lot of the focus is on Keene because that's where so much of the direct activism seems to happen versus the more politically oriented activism that happens in Manchester or Concord or something. Here in Keene, the activism is very direct and not aggressive, and not forceful, but forceful in its approach. It's like, hey, we're here, we're declaring our freedom, and we're going to be free. And that tends to get the attention of the powers that be, one way or the other.
Look, the reality is, I mean, she used the term over the target, and that's been true for years. I mean, now the Free State Project and the migration of freedom lovers here is really kind of reaching, I would say, an apex or a peak of activity. Maybe it'll keep getting bigger. I expect that it will, but we're at a level of people coming here and visiting and moving and buying houses that is just absolutely unprecedented in the history of the Free State Project, and so
I don't know if they can find houses to buy.
Well, then they'll build them.
But that's assuming they can find land to buy.
There's plenty of land.
That's another problem. Well, yeah, not here in this, not in Cheshire County, but you're gonna have to go out to the woods, plain and simple.
That's fine. There's going to be people coming here. In fact, Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, recently had a seminar, like an online, you know, home buying and moving to New Hampshire kind of seminar for people that are interested in this migration. And dozens of people were attending this seminar. And this was reported last night on the new Pork Chat show. That it's actually competing with us on Monday nights, but Justin O'Donnell, Carla Garrick, Jeremy Kaufman, and another gentleman, Bill, who's a New Hampshire native.
So it's a Free State Project chat.
Yeah, it's like an official Free State Project open discussion kind of chat about things that are happening in New Hampshire, and you know, taking questions from the audience about what's happening, how to move, things like that. And they were reviewing the New Hampshire Democrats' little seminar. That they had on Sunday night, which if you haven't seen it yet, if you want a great 90-minute long infomercial on why libertarians should move to the Free State move to New Hampshire, whether you join the Free State Project is another question, but you should move here to get active for liberty. It is a fantastic presentation made by the New Hampshire Democrats. They're breathlessly against what we're doing, but at the same time, they really did a good job researching, and it was mostly accurate in what they were saying, and they do amazing work. I got to hand it to him on being obsessed with us. So.
Well, that's how you know we're successful, right? I mean, the Democrats are panicking. The Republicans, I don't know if they're panicking or not. They're probably panicking.
They're too old. They'll have a heart attack.
You're not wrong. That's especially true in Cheshire County. I don't know about everywhere else, but the only Republicans who weren't super old were the Liberty ones. from what I saw in Cheshire County.
Yeah, so we're literally going to outlast the old guard of the Republican Party. And the other thing is, like, the Democrats are well aware of the Free Staters that are taking over the Republican Party and having a lot of success at it. Like, a lot of the key state House seats, like the House Majority Leader is held by a Free Stater. There's several, like, committee heads. So there's a bunch, there's like 20 or something committees of different types. So there's the Judiciary Committee and the Criminal Justice Committee, and then there's the Fishing Game, and then, so, like, there's all these different things. A bunch of them are actually headed up by Free Staters.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's the Senate like? Because I never hear
that's
anything
harder
about
to
that
get
in
into.
New Hampshire.
There's only 24 senators, so for listeners that aren't familiar, there's 400 state house seats in New Hampshire, so it's easy. Relatively speaking, it's easy to run for state house. If you can go door to door and knock on your neighbor's doors, you can win the election as a first-timer. But as a senator, there's only 24 of them, so you're dealing with a much larger political territory, larger amount of people.
What is that, two per county? Is that how that works?
I don't think it's divvied by county.
Okay.
It's one of those gerrymandered maps, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think one of ours is so gerrymandered it goes all the way out to the seacoast. I think we have two.
I think that's the executive council that you're thinking of. But, yeah, there is. I know which one you're talking about. I've seen that map before. But it's harder to get into the Senate. And so far, from my understanding, we don't have any Free Staters who are senators. But that said, apparently Jason Osborne, who is the current Free Stater, who is the House Majority Leader, he's going to run for Senate in 2022. So that'll be interesting to watch.
Well, we just found out today old Flanunu is going to be rerunning for governor.
Yeah, he bailed on his plans to run for U.S. Senate because I think he saw the poll numbers were dropping.
Yeah, he's not a fan right now.
So he figured he would stick with what he could probably do, which is pull off another re-election as an incumbent.
When you say he's not a fan, do you mean
that? I mean he has lost a lot of his fans.
Yeah.
People who were diehard Republicans who were always saying, he made one mistake, I'll still going to vote for him because of the opposition, but he pissed off a lot of people this year.
Yeah, he became a hardcore tyrant, and then he
showed his colors.
He constantly cried on Twitter about people who were threatening him, even though no one ever threatened him. He arrested peaceful protesters who were just minding their own business at the executive council, and he
is in front of his house.
And he basically begged to bend over for the federal government to get $27 million from them, son. I will be surprised if he wins re-election for governor after everything that's happened. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Tony.
And it happened again. If you're still waiting to follow us on our Odyssey channel, now is the time, video.freetalklive.com, if you want to find it. Bonnie just pointed out to us that we are not streaming on YouTube, and we've looked into it, and it turns out to be... shocking, we've been given another strike, and we're suspended from their platform until, like, February. So, like, 90 days at this point.
Well, no, apparently that's how long till the strike expires, but I think that we will be able to resume the transmissions, but I don't think we should.
But it's up to two strikes right now, right?
Yeah, if you get that third one, they permanently delete everything.
It's lopped off. Yeah. It's from a show from like 3 weeks ago, too.
Yeah, four steps to dehumanization.
I'm wondering if people are just not caught up and they're physically reporting us, and it's not some silly algorithm or something that's spotting all of this.
Who knows, but we don't have to deal with that on our Odyssey channel.
Correct.
You can find us there at video.freetalklive.com. It's free, it's decentralized, it's basically uncensorable because it's based on a blockchain-based technology called a library, which is actually uncensorable, but Odyssey is sort of a web-based front end for that, and they do have some controls there, like they don't allow pornography, but none of that applies to us. So we'll always be there, video.freetalklive.com.
Well, I, for one, am going to miss the endless similar comments from the same three probably federal agents that are in our YouTube chat every single night.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Actually, I'm not going to miss them at all.
I'm deeply going to miss the complaints about one person being on their phone and the other person who just says Bitcoin is a scam repeatedly. Missing out on some quality commenters over there on our YouTube channel is truly
even
truly
lower
tragic.
Quality than DLive, honestly. Just the worst of the worst. So
yeah. So video.freetalklive.com.
Are we still on your channel? Didn't you have us streaming on your channel as well?
We are, and that was sort of a backup for when the Free Talk Live channel got suspended. I think there's, I don't know how many people watching there now, but that was just sort of a YouTube backup. But it shouldn't be there anyway. now that I think about it, because that just encourages people to just continue using YouTube, which is going out of their way to keep us off of their platform. So video.freetalklive.com, that's really where you should be following us. Let's go to the phones. We have Drake calling from Colorado. Drake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, you got me?
Hey, Drake.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was calling to talk to Conan and everybody about last week. I said that tiny homes, right before the break, said tiny homes were a scam, and I just wanted to say that I used to live in a fifth-wheel trailer, and it was pretty liberating to know all you could do is hitch up and head out of town if you wanted to. And I was just going down, and I was wondering what you thought.
Well, how much square footage did you have?
It's like a pretty small apartment, you know. It was 38 foot.
That's a pretty big establishment. I lived in a 26 footer for about two or three years.
Now, when you're saying 26 feet and 30 whatever feet, you don't mean square feet, right?
26 by 8, or maybe it was as wide as 10. So that's still pretty big. I'm talking about these 300 square foot buildings that people are clamped. They're all crazy about.
The ones on the trailers.
Sometimes they put them. They're on wheels so they can cart them around. But usually they get parked and they stay there.
There was one of these at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, but it actually had like two stories and air conditioning, and it was pretty neat as a concept for someone who lives like a nomadic style life. But I can't imagine any actual appeal of one of these things.
My biggest concern, first of all, it's definitely a fad. This is, you go on YouTube and you.
They say the same thing about Bitcoin.
You look up a fad in that the people who actually, no one's really investing in these things.
Okay.
And all the tiny homes that I've seen, I have a couple on my route.
Really?
They're just in the backyard of their mom's and dad's home or wherever, and no one's living in it. It's just become a storage facility, a 300 square foot. Because I've talked to the people. I'm like, it's a pretty neat little building. Who's living in it? Oh, we're just using it for storage.
Hmm.
But no, it's definitely a fad. You've got these people who say that they're living out, on the beach, and they got their pet snake, and where are they going to the bathroom? Where are they taking their showers? Where are they eating?
They don't have that in their tiny home?
They don't. There's no room. But they have room for their banjo. But I mean, they have a room for three books. But I mean, my biggest the reason that it pisses me off so much is because
hold on, it's not a home if there's no damn place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, help me conceptualize this.
That's what I'm saying. They have like a composter toilet or whatnot, so they're having to deal with all of that.
So give me an idea of what 300 square feet is like.
Well, it's smaller than this room.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is what 15.
It's like 20 by 15 or something like that.
Try about the size. It could be the size of this room.
You could easily have a bathroom in the size of this room.
The problem is you cannot do anything. You are never going to be able to work on your car because the tools, whether they be garden implements or working, something to work on my vehicle, would take up this room. Just my tools.
Well, not everybody wants to work on their car.
What are your hobbies?
What are you doing to your car that takes up the entire room?
He does everything to his car.
You're not going
to
have any hobbies because you won't have any room to store any of the stuff. Do you like to cook? Sorry, there's no room for any cooking implements. You're never going to be able to... Where's that bread machine going to go? Where's your stupid juicer going to go? Where's your kitchen? Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. The same thing with my kitchen. My kitchen would not fit in this room.
I think you're over-exaggerating how much space it requires for the average person. Like, I can fix most things on my vehicle, and all of it fits in a toolbox that is the size of a laptop.
If all you're really doing in this one of these tiny homes is just sleeping and, maybe eating some breakfast, all right, it'll work if that's your lifestyle. But you're never going to have room to do all the things that... It's gonna prevent. My whole philosophy is to get rid of the middleman and do it myself because that's the cheaper, better way to do things.
Sure.
If you live in such a way where you're paying some third party to do everything for you, tiny home will work for you, and that's why I think it's a scam because it's pushing self-sufficiency out of the equation. It's making everyone live in cubicles, not own anything, and be happy. And that has been, and now they're actually saying it out loud.
But there are some people who are seeking that, right? Like, I don't know I would call this a scam, per se. I personally am not interested in it. But I can understand why somebody wouldn't want to be tied down to a specific location. I mean, a home is a string. It's something that it ties you down. It's hard to get rid of. It takes time. It takes a lot of effort. There's always something breaking. You've got to always do repairs on it.
That's life.
Yeah, that's life. That's not to say the tiny home isn't going to need to be repaired. Surely it will.
Trust me. But, yeah, and when something breaks in your tiny home, how are you going to fix it? You don't have any tools because you don't have any room for it. Exactly. You have to call somebody.
No, tools don't take up that much space, dude.
I'm sorry. Yes. When you start getting to the nitty-gritty and you start getting into... I'm not talking about just some wrenches and a hammer. I'm talking about the whole nine.
Well, for somebody who... You know,
what do you imagine is going to break that can't be fixed with a ratchet?
That tree falls on your roof. How are you going to fix that?
Don't put it on your tree.
Right. That's not very likely.
One of your tires expires. How are you going to fix it? Where's your spare tire at? Where's
call
all the tools?
Call AAA.
Exactly. That's your goal. You are helping my argument. You have to call a third party to
Not
help you.
Not everybody wants to be as self-reliant as you, Conan. Some people are totally fine with
it's
the idea
of
not
It's part
being...
of the scam, Ian. That's what I'm saying. It's part
my
of the plan.
Roof. I don't know how to fix my roof, and I don't feel like learning how. So I'm willing to pay somebody who's a professional that's got years of experience at doing it to just come and take care of the job. And I'm willing to do that. And I think most people are like that. You know, this is division of labor. We can do something that is specific to our talents that we want to do, and that way we can just pay somebody else to do the crap we don't want to do. I tried changing my oil when I was a teenager with my dad. I'm like, the hell with this. I'm not doing this ever again. I'd rather pay some oil jockey to do it.
I've changed my oil once, and then I realized that you save basically like $5 by doing it yourself.
And it takes a long time.
Yeah,
by
I was
comparison.
Like, screw this. Yeah. You can go to the Valvoline place here and get it done for like 25, 30 bucks. It takes 10 minutes. They top off all your fluids for you, which, by the way, the average person doesn't keep all of those at home anyway. And then you're done.
This is all true, and I agree with you. I can't do everything. Exactly. I pay someone else to do things that I can't do.
We need people in our lives.
But the scam, when I say scam, okay. it's a plan. It's actually being said out loud now. For years and years, why this fad has been gaining steam, the whole plan has been to decrease your self-sufficiency so that you have to be dependent on other parties, on other people for everything. I mean,
well, if so, the tiny home makes you less dependent as far as you've got less.
No, it makes you more dependent.
I don't know why.
And you've got
less square footage, therefore there's less to break, right?
But you don't have anything. You don't have a life.
That's up to them, man.
You have your metaverse. You have your internet.
Why can't they, like, go outside or go to a bar because they live in a tiny house?
They're going to be outside more often because, like Conan says, there's not much they can do inside the home.
You're going to have to do more things outside, correct.
So they'll have a life.
Will they?
It's up to them. They can move the thing into the middle of the woods or they can move it into a trailer park, man. They can do whatever.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. I'm sort of between the two of you on this. Sometimes it's...
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.